Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your rested couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 18th, 2015.
And Renee, is this episode 178?
Yes.
That is amazing.
Why?
That is an amazing number.
Oh.
That's just
I felt like you were quizzing me. Like, is this really 178 or did you get it wrong?
That was me really guessing that. If okay. This was 178. This is the Valentine Cast and my lovely wife, Renee. I am Jay, and we are a couple that live here in Louisville, Kentucky, just to share our lives.
Our crazy, crazy lives. Rock star lives.
With you all.
Doing cocaine off a hooker's stomach.
Yeah, cocaine crazy. Off a hooker's stomach.
That's the kind of life we lead here.
And that's why we're rested, which is a total lie.
That's a total lie. I don't know why you said that. I was so confused.
I know.
I feel like I haven't been rested in years.
I know, and I will tell you that I totally selected that title. One, because I didn't have one. And then two, just to throw you off.
Just That's so not you, nice.
Just so you can just look at me funny and be like, what in the hell is Jay talking nice. About? And
But for those of y'all who don't know, who missed the announcement last week, and you're wondering, hey, they didn't do a show last week.
That's right.
We are now...
Other week.
Is it bi-weekly or is it bi-monthly? I always get this mixed up.
So bi-weekly, it's bi-weekly because I get paid bi-weekly.
Okay, so it's bi... I always get this... I think of bi-monthly, monthly cut in half, too.
Uh-huh.
But it's not.
So, well, that means you would think if you think of bisexual...
But bi...
They instead of two instead sexes. Of loving... Instead of loving one sex, they love two sexes. So they're sexual.
Babe, this is you're comparing apples and oranges here.
And there's nothing wrong with comparing apples and oranges. No, they both taste yummy.
I'm just saying it's the wrong context.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Okay.
But anyway, so we are every 2 weeks. I like saying that we are every 2 weeks now.
Yeah, so it's not every 2 weeks. Because every 2 weeks mean we would do it, we'll be on.
1 week, 2 week.
Every 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Okay, I guess.
Well, how is it not every 2 weeks?
Every other week.
Because every 1 week would be
every other week.
It's not. Every 1 week is not.
Every other week.
Every 1 week?
Every other week.
Will you all tell him that every 2 weeks is the same thing as every other week?
I don't want every M&M. I don't want every M&M that comes out of the bag, but I want... Every other M&M that comes out of the bag.
It's the same thing as every two M&Ms.
I know. That's why I said you can say every other week.
It's the same thing. Either one. Every two weeks, every other week. They are synonyms.
Hello, everyone in the Valen Tavern that's listening to us. Who do we have listening to us live today, babe?
We have Blinken Park is here. Hi, Blinken. In is here. In... Foxlore is here.
What is going on?
JB Hanna is here. JK Grammar is here. Muhogan and Zabi are both here.
Man, do you see the leftovers they posted?
No.
It was amazing.
I bet they looked great.
It was amazing.
And Punk Gopher is here. Hey, Punk.
What is up?
Yeah, JK. Jay does just like to aggravate me. I think he says things just to piss me off.
Why?
I don't know why. You just do. I think you enjoy my frustration. So.
You think JK just says stuff to piss you off?
No.
Who?
You do.
No. I don't. And I just want to welcome everybody to the Valen Tavern. Today, I actually do have something to drink. I have my New Belgium Fat Tire.
I need to get something to drink.
Cheers.
Dude, I wish they sold sparkling cider in bottles like that.
They sell them in bottles, they're just bigger.
No, they need to sell them in bottles like that.
I wonder if they
single serving bottles.
You should look and see.
Google that.
If they have that.
I'm gonna look.
Yes, Ann has pegged me. I love Renee's very certain, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, Jay, voice. And when she gets very passionate.
Yep, you can buy a single serving sparkling
cider. It's amazing. It's totally amazing. So I just want to welcome everyone to the Valentine cast. And I'm not sure why we have folks saying that we're laggy. I'm really getting a little, I'm not sure if it's Twitch or if it's Alpha Geek or if it is Twitch picking a bad server or XSplit is picking a bad server. That's one of the more frustrating things that I wish that I had a little bit more control over, as far as, you know, which server would they pick.
Oh, I can buy a pack of 12 for $34.
From Amazon?
Yep.
It's horrible.
For 34.
But can it be bought in store, though?
Probably.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool. So, for you that are watching live, if you want, you can hit up Twitch, watch Twitch live, you know, and then you can pop out the chat room, and you can still keep chatting with us and stuff like that. So, babe, maybe we should go ahead and jump into the weekend wrap up. What do you think? You know what? I haven't seen Hando today. But since we have no Hando, we always have his bumper.
Weekend wrap up! Boom!
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, yeah. So, babe, what you been up to?
I had my first Mother's Day.
How was your first Mother's Day?
It was awesome. Zoe and Maya got me some cookies and Reese cups and a card. They were so sweet. And you got me this badass weeder.
Yeah.
So it was good. I felt appreciated. We went out for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a mom. I'm a mom.
You're a mom.
So it was nice.
You are a mother, and you are a very good mother.
Thanks. I do my best. As long as I don't kill them, I feel like I've done my job at the end of the day.
That's true.
As long as they aren't starving.
Well, you have to admit, though, even though we're not fully rested like we were before,
it's better.
For pre-kid, we're a little bit better.
It's better than it was. I'm not a walking zombie. I'm not falling asleep on the way to work.
Yeah, that wasn't good. And then the next thing that you did a little bit of shopping. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't. Sometimes you go clothes shopping because you feel good about yourself and your body and you just want to rock it out. Other times you go clothes shopping because you have to. And this is one of those times. And it's not as much fun when you have to versus when you know, you're going to have fun. So,
mm-hmm.
We're clothes shopping because we're going to Atlanta this weekend and I need clothes for that. I don't know. It's different. You know, I don't know. I didn't enjoy myself. I found something, but then I didn't. And then I was in Target trying on stuff and I found a dress, but it was like 5 inches too long and I'm not very homey. So I don't hem.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spilled coffee on myself. So that was fun.
You spilled coffee on yourself?
I did.
Okay, so...
So I was ready to go by then. I was like, all right, I'm done.
So you didn't tell me about this.
No. Coffee. Well, you know, I was done. You know, I'm done, so I'm going to get out of here. Anyway, so I don't know. I hope in a year when I go shopping, it'll be more fun than not. So I don't know. So, so it was cool. But, you know, we are going to Atlanta this coming weekend.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, so I can see my brand new nephew, August. Really excited about seeing him. And two, Jay's eldest daughter, only the, oh yeah, his eldest daughter, is graduating from high school.
Yeah, and that's the main reason why we're going down. But it, you know, comes down to it.
Why can't it be both reasons?
I'm just saying.
If your daughter wasn't graduating, I would still go see my nephew, is what I'm saying. So, it's for both reasons. Anyway, both reasons we're going down.
Yep. But yeah, huge congratulations to Brianna. She's doing great. She's made a lot of progress. And just want to, you know, sometimes she listens to the show. I like for her to know that she's appreciated. And
very much so.
Not only that, Renee had some sister time this past weekend.
It did. I chilled out with my sister.
Even though she wouldn't put it on the list.
I forgot.
You know.
I forgot.
So she had some sister time.
So I spent time with my little sisters, Danielle and Cam, and they are a blast to hang out with. Even though they're 8 years younger than me, they are so much fun. Like, we laugh together all the time, and I could be so silly with them, and it's kind of nice to be silly with them like that. So, watched a little Pride and Prejudice, you know, as you do, but we were going to watch something else, but Danielle went to like 3 red boxes and they were all broken.
That's hilarious.
And Danielle tends to talk to inanimate objects. So she was talking to the red box. Why won't you work? She said an old man came and his pickup truck rolled down the window and said, "It don't work, honey."
"It don't work, honey."
Oh, she's like, "Well, thank you." So,
I have to admit, so in his, he's posting links to Vancouver, BC, Canada. And he's like, "This is what I look at all the time." It's like, you know, blah, whatever, man. It is pretty. Vancouver is pretty. I have to admit, that's a nice skyline. It looks like a lot of downtown looks very I want to say crowded.
Why's it look crowded?
I mean, it's just a lot of buildings. There's a whole lot of buildings.
It looks like Russia.
Looks like Russia?
Nah, it's just that one building.
which building looks like Russia?
There's a curved steeple.
Oh.
Curved topped.
So. Oh, okay. All right. Well, Vancouver looks like Russia. Boom. Take that. So, we're heading down to Atlanta to see Brianna and Mr. August. We're really excited about that. This past weekend, I've been actually working on my miniatures and stuff like that. So, I started building out some of my Dark Vengeance, some Dark Vengeance stuff. The Nephilim Jet Fighter. I was putting that together, and then I also have an army of Tyranids from the Deathstorm box that split with a buddy. I got the Tyranids, and I'm starting to see why people like the Tyranids. You know, I played around the Dark Angels. They're the good guys, and, you know, they're all righteous and everything, which is great. They're cool. You know, they have some cool stuff, and they have an agenda. But the Tyranids are pretty cool, too. They're just like, "We're going to eat everyone. That's it. You know, we just want to eat everyone." Not only that, I've also started. I haven't started putting any of these together yet. Because I'm waiting on my death copters. But I have a force of orcs that I'm putting together as well. So it's going to be real fun. I'm really excited about this. A little change up brings some excitement in into my 40K life. Definitely something that I'm looking forward to. So yeah, I mean, that's all I did this past week. I didn't do much the weekend before, did I? That was Mother's Day. Yeah, we just kind of kicked it. Renee took her to Wild Eggs.
Which is amazing.
Yep.
I had the Mr. Potato Head casserole.
And I had the...
It was good.
I had the buffalo chicken omelet.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was very saucy. I think next time I'll tell them to cut back on some of the...
Oh, the buffalo sauce?
Not the actual buffalo sauce. Well, yeah, the creamy sauce that they put on as well.
The hollandaise? No, they don't put hollandaise on.
No, it was...
What creamy sauce?
It was like kind of blue cheese.
Oh,
it was like
cheese.
A... But it... Yeah. So it was just a little bit. So... But yeah, it was really exciting. Really exciting times. So... with that, I guess we'll go ahead and probably jump into a bit of media. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Oh man, I got hung up.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
And Renee loves that bumper so much. So first up on, what do we have first up, babe?
First up, because I wasn't looking at the thing, the Mad Men finale. I have mixed feelings about the finale. Some people didn't think that he would wrap it up in a nice, neat package like he did, but he did. Mad Men was wrapped up in a nice, neat package.
Are we spoiling it?
By saying that? No. How is that spoiling? If I say what happened, that's not a...
That's kind of like saying...
Now, we have to...
Well, I know. But no, I'm just saying, like, it's not saying... Folks that haven't watched it, they're not going to be like, oh, man, so it's not going to be a shocker spoiler?
Come on. You have to have some... Some,
no, I'm not saying you're spoiling.
I don't think they will.
I'm just asking.
I don't think spoiling entails that.
That's all I'm asking.
But anyway.
That's all I'm asking.
How it's wrapped up is, you know, it could be anyway. Slightly let down. I don't know why, but, you know, it's the end of an era.
Well,
I love period dramas.
I think the thing is that Mad Men... Is a drama, right?
It is.
So it was built on, you know, drama here, drama there. And it's kind of like, okay, are they going to, you know, drop something big, you know, nuclear or atomic bomb go off or, you know, you know what I'm saying? But it was more like, you know, like you said, it was a nice little bow, you know.
And... I actually enjoyed reading some of the conspiracy theories people thought were going to happen.
Well, you know what mine was, you know.
Yeah. Yours didn't happen.
Mine didn't happen, which I'm really glad it didn't, because if it did happen...
What would you have done?
I'd have been like, I cannot believe... Oh, pardon. I can't believe that they did that. I mean, it's just too much on the chin. Or is that the right figure of
it's
speech?
It's on the nose.
That was just too much on the nose. Just too much, man. It really didn't, yeah.
We still have to finish Daredevil. They're talking about Daredevil and the Valen Tavern.
Uh-huh.
We still have to finish it.
We do have to finish the...
It's on the list. It's on the list.
The Valen Tavern.
We have a lot to get caught up with. But, so Mad Men's over. You know, another AMC show gone. Breaking Bad's gone. So, I look forward to when Better Call Saul comes back on.
Yeah.
So, and you are continuing with House. Which season are you on now with House?
Oh, I'm in season 2 of House.
You are loving this show way more like than you were.
So the first season, you know, they do a lot of whose house, you know, he's solving a lot of cases and, you know, you learn who he is and stuff like that. And then towards the tail end of season 1, it kind of starts getting complicated, kind of did like a flashback a little bit, and what brought House to where he was, why it was really good.
On first blush, he's a little over the top.
On what?
On first blush, he's a little over the top.
First blush.
It's a on first look at first sight. It's an expression.
Where was this expression used today or in the past 4 days?
Nowhere. It's just, why does an expression have to be used recently for me to say it?
Because you've done it before. I thought maybe it came up in one of your groups or something.
No, you asked me if it, where have you heard it? Like, there's no other way that
I'm not saying that it's not the only way you're reading into that. I'm just saying what brought that back to your mind. Like somebody says,
nothing.
Wind up the window or roll up the window.
Nothing brought that back to my mind.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
I have an arsenal of expressions in my head, and I just chose that one.
And I will admit, that's the first time I've heard that.
Oh, on first blush?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to look it up and tell you the origin.
Why?
This is education moment.
Yeah, so this is what y'all get to experience. You know, y'all get to experience my extremely smart wife. She's an uptown girl.
What? Uptown girl? Are you really?
And I'm just I'm a country guy.
Really?
You know, I used to say Southern. Oh, no, wait a minute. What did I used to say? Southern? Northern?
Southern.
Southern. I can't even say it right. I mean, wrong.
Southern
anymore.
Western.
No, I didn't say Western.
Oh, but it was Southern.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't even say it incorrectly anymore. I forgot how I used to say it. Because Renee joked me a lot when, Southern. Maybe it was Southern? Was it Southern?
Southern.
Was yeah. it Southern?
Southern. I don't know why you said
Renee. My Southern brethren.
Southern brethren. But yeah, but anyway, so yeah, you seem to enjoy House a lot. You just really
yeah, did. So you said he came off how now?
Just a little over the top. Just way, just very, I don't know, grating.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I mean, as long as you like it, I'm sure I would too if I watched it. But which, you know, it's on my list for maybe, just if I get a chance. So.
Right.
So you're watching House, and I finished Lost. I don't know if I mentioned that, but I did finish Lost.
Mm-hmm. You finished Lost. You finished.
I watched. Yeah, and so I did move on to Fringe. I talked to us. I watched before I watched Fringe, but I moved on to Fringe, which is Lost with J.J. Abrams. So is Fringe. It's hilarious going from one J.J. Abrams into another J.J. Abrams because you know all the stuff that he does, it's just alike, you know. And like one big thing he does is the transitions to the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
They're all right. So something will happen, something tense, right? And they go every single time.
You know, that reminds me of Neil deGrasse, the Cosmos.
It's kind of like that.
It's like, okay.
It's just like that.
You know when a commercial is coming.
That's a J.J. Abrams joint, too.
Was it?
I think J.J. Abrams was involved in that. Hold on. What's that, Joss Whedon?
You can keep talking. I'll look it up.
Okay. You look it up. It might not be. It's some nerd or geek involved in that. Besides Neil deGrasse Tyson, of course. But, and Fringe even.
Oh, no, that was Seth. What's his face?
Oh, okay.
That's what right. Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
But Fringe even has lens flares, babe. You know he's the king of lens flare.
Go ahead.
I am enjoying Fringe. Of course, all I can think is Pacey from Dawson's Creek.
Uh-huh.
But, I'm enjoying it. So before I watched Fringe, I went through some movies. Tried to watch A Room with a View. Boring.
Okay.
And I usually, and you know me, I go through movies and I couldn't stick with The Room with a View. It's a old British movie. It's considered a classic.
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't do it. The coolest thing about it was that I got to see a young Helena Bonham Carter. That was cool.
That's because you didn't watch it with me. That's why it was boring. I'm going to throw that out there.
Okay. That's not why, but okay.
I would. Do I make movies entertaining? I add a little something to the movie. You got to admit. I know you add a little bit for me, so it don't matter. You don't have to say anything. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, so but just a warning. A Room with a View has male frontal nudity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's
not it? Like sexy time.
It's like the very front first little bit of it, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's not sexy time nudity. So, it's, you know, we just happen to be naked.
So what happens if it was female nudity? Would you give a warning also?
I'm not giving a warning.
No, you said fair warning before you.
Oh,
said
fair warning. Yeah, but there's no
okay
female nudity. But I think, because it was the way they presented it. They're like, it's a British movie, which might have something to do with how, you know, offhand they are about it. But it was pretty funny. Watched the documentary Winnebago Man, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
It's about this guy who did a YouTube video. Well, he didn't do a YouTube video. He did a video for a promotional video for Winnebago. And all the outtakes, you know, he's cursing and stuff. And somebody found the original video, posted it to YouTube eventually, and he got famous. Well, he didn't get famous, but the video got famous. He retreated into seclusion, and no one could find him. This documentary dude found him. So that was pretty interesting. And then I watched a documentary called How to Die in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
It's assisted suicide, I think they call it. You know, the ability to choose to end your life, and the fight for that. And it was really heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if I wanted to, in my life, I would want the option to. You know,
okay.
It's illegal to end your own life, which I think is preposterous.
Now, so I have to ask this. Now, was this around the time when you asked me this during dinner?
Probably.
Was it a few weeks ago? Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. So then, see, that's why I ask you sometimes, babe, because sometimes you ask some questions that's almost out of the blue, or you say something's out of the blue, and it's kind of like, oh, what made Renee think about that, you know? And, you know, that, I mean, it's just kind of the way you operate.
Okay.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, I know.
Are you talking about me saying on
First Blush again?
Like a little bit.
Well, that's an expression, like, would you say if I said on the nose, would you say, oh, what made you think of that? Or
no, because I know on the nose, because I've heard you say on the nose before.
Oh, okay.
I never, that was like literally the first time I ever heard anyone ever say on the blush.
No.
And that's the first time
first blush,
that,
yeah.
At first blush, and that's the first time I've heard, you know, like I said, you said it. It's just a throwback. I'm not playing it or anything. I mean, you looked at me like, why are you bringing this back up?
No. I was just wondering.
So I would not bring it up
anymore. You can bring because it up if you like. You're fine.
If I ask Renee a third time, or if I mention something about it a third time, she's going to go off on me. She's
going to go off.
She's going to flip her lid.
I'm not. Nothing of the type.
And she's going to throw the table. She'll be like, why do you keep asking me? Can you just let it go?
How to Die in Oregon Trail would be an interesting documentary. I would be dysentery, always dysentery. I also watched the prize winner of Defiance, Ohio. This was a recommendal by Nicole, actually.
Well, yeah.
Almost all of these were. But it was really good. It's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a woman who supported her family through prize winning. Like, in the 40s and 50s, they actually had some skill in doing, like, writing jingles and things like that. So,
you said through prize winning?
Yeah. Prize winning. Like, winning items. And then they sold these items.
Okay.
Like, you would finish a jingle. You would write a poem. You would, you know, it's not just enter a contest like you do now. You know, back then you had to actually do something for your prizes. So
right.
That was actually a very interesting movie. It was very heartwarming. It had Woody Harrelson in it, so that was cool. So yeah. So that's, I've been watching a lot of stuff. So, but Fringe is gonna take me a while to get through. So,
no, that's cool.
I'm on season 3. Just started season 3. A lot of people love that show.
I know. Yeah. A lot of people do. Some people say jump straight to that, and then you can go watch X-Files. You know.
Really?
Yeah.
I have that on my list, too.
Yeah. So,
to watch.
Well, good luck on finding it.
Oh, so no. Well, I guess it's not on my list, then.
Well, I mean, you might be able to find it somewhere. But so, yeah, I'm just watching The House when I have time. I get maybe two shows in during the week. I wish I had some solid time where I could watch stuff. So, with my miniature painting, like I said, I'm working on a piece for my art swap. I hope she doesn't listen to the show. She doesn't know yet. So I worked on that a little bit this past week. And then, you know, it's been putting some miniatures together. And then I'm going to start painting those. So I'm really excited. Next The next time we talk, I will have been in my first organized play event for Dice Masters. So on the 30th, I'll be going down to the destination, the place in Dice Masters. It's an organized event. They call it a rainbow draft. So basically, you pay $12, you get 12 packs of boosters. You'll be opening them up, and you'll form your teams off of that, and just have a good time playing with other folks, and a great opportunity to trade and complete sets of Dice Masters. I'm not even sure what if I showed you all that are here live that I did some organization. I went to Harbor Freight and I picked up some organization for Dice Masters. So I got this little case here that holds 24, and I have my dice in there. So it's easy for me when I'm forming teams. I can find them real quick and get them out and play along with people. And it's really nice. I do have a lot of dice, I noticed. I have too many, like this one is out by itself because I don't have any room for the zombie dice. Yeah. So I'm having fun with Dice Masters. I'll be doing that here in the next week or so. And then, yeah, I've been real boring for the past 2 weeks, so. That's one thing that I'm kind of learning with the doing the show bi-weekly. I don't do a lot.
I don't do a lot either.
Man, you have a list right there, girl. Show everything you do.
Anyway, I watch a lot of TV. That's about it. So, yeah. Well, I think it's awesome you're doing that stuff. I don't really have a hobby.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe I need one.
Yeah.
Probably.
So, Punk Gopher asked me which sets am I playing in Dice Masters. Mm-hmm. So, I have, DC just came out. So, I have that. I have Dungeons and Dragons. I have Uncanny X-Men as well. The only one I don't have right now, the only two I don't have right now are the Yu-Gi-Oh! And the X-Men versus, X-Men versus Avengers. Avengers versus X-Men. I don't have that. I did mess up and I got an Avengers versus X-Men card. Iron Man, when I went to go to the card shop and picked up a couple. And I thought I was filling in for Uncanny, but apparently I got the wrong one. So I have one from there. Ian's asking, how's my photography going? Photography's going pretty good. I'm kind of holding back a little bit. I've been using a lot of, I got a 35mm manual focus lens was one of the last things that I got. I've been playing around with aperture a lot lately. I haven't done a whole lot as far as getting out and taking some shots and stuff like that. I've been thinking about upgrading, but that's way down the road for right now. I want to upgrade. I do want another camera that actually has a viewfinder on it, not just the on-screen. Because right now, when I'm outdoors shooting and it's very sunny, I did have to buy an attachment for my camera to kind of the electronic viewfinder's there. Well, it's not a viewfinder. It's just the on-screen. It blocks the sun out enough so that I can actually see when I'm focusing. I can focus in on the object and get my manual focus just right. So, so there's a few things I've been thinking about doing. To be honest, I thought about kind of cashing out on my Magic the Gathering cards. I've been thinking about that and toying with the idea of doing that. I have a few cards. Right now, all my cards are worth about, a couple hundred dollars. So I've been thinking about cashing out on that, but I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm just sitting tight. I know Sony's going to be announcing some new models here in the next couple of months. So maybe I'll be able to get one of this gen, which would be the old gen, at a greatly discounted price. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not sweating it too much. I have some lenses that, you know, I've been thinking about. I've also been thinking about getting a Canon to E-mount adapter so that I can get the Canon Nifty 50, which is a 50mm lens that everyone loves for portraits. So I've been thinking about purchasing that. And I mean, it's a $100 purchase for that lens, but it is one of the best lens that people still love to this day for doing portraits and stuff like that. So,
nice.
So, you know. And then also, you know, MTG being a cash sink. The thing with that for me is that I've stopped buying boosters. I think I may have bought a few boosters, but then I just kind of bought cards to fill in my deck. I only built one deck, but like my commander decks that I have are pre-constructed decks. Everything else that I have is pre-constructed. And with those pre-constructed decks, I actually had some boosters that had some, I looked up and had some valuable cards in there. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I don't think I'm going anywhere with Magic because I think Dice Masters is.
So that's your one of choice, you think?
I think that's my one of choice because even though they have multiple sets, they're almost limited right now because. Hold on. Oh, that was for you to talk.
Wow. Oh, you said hold on. Hold on means hold on.
I was trying to grab my.
Oh.
Let's see. So I'm trying to look through here real quick. And I don't have my list. I had a list of for my DC, but I actually did something.
Yeah. Yeah, Dice. I mean, sometimes you got to figure out a hobby.
Thanks, babe.
All right.
I do it for you all the time.
Yeah, but.
I did go to Art Cal, and I did. Art Cal is, I think they're based out of China. Well, they are based out of China. It's not a thing. So I went to Art Cal, and I went and I had, they have these mats you can use when you're playing DC Dice Masters. Not just DC, but Dice Masters. And I had some made. These are just mouse pads. So that you can know how to do the reserve pool and everything else. So I actually, like formaldehyde, but no, they look real good.
I'm sure they don't smell good. I mean, it's definitely not good for you.
They smell like sweat and tears and blood. No, I'm playing. But yeah, I'm really excited about it and everything. I'm really having fun with it. You know, I just want to play a little bit more. But yeah, so that's it for my hobbies and everything else that I have going on.
All right.
So, with that, let's go ahead and let's do a little bit of Mr. Feisty.
Let's do it. Adventures,
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
All right. So we have some birthdays here.
We have some birthdays coming up.
All right, babe.
Tomorrow is our good friend Adrian's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Adrian.
Yeah.
April's birthday is on the 20th. Happy birthday, April Ness, our good friend. Scott Moore, his birthday is on May 20th. Tony Butt, his birthday is on the 24th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa Shell's birthday is also on the 24th of this month. Robert Hillman is on the 25th. Michelle Yegatana is on the 26th of this month. Rick Morris, a.k.a. Hypnotoad. His birthday is on the 28th. Schoolmate from school, Kelly, her birthday is on the 29th. And Lindsay Young, one of my mommy friends. Her birthday's on the 31st of May.
All right. Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday, everybody.
So you guys know that we talked a little bit about JF Debo's Inkshare campaign out there. One of the things that I did notice while I was out there, they actually have children books out there on Inkshare. And I had a bunch of credits out there. I guess where people had signed up under me, or I don't know, man. But I went out, and they actually have children books. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. They have children's books. This is amazing. So they had, they have like 7 children books that are listed out there. One was already in production and available to order now. That was The Cat's Pajamas. And the other one that I got was The Itchy Pig Goes Outdoors. So The Itchy Pig is about a pig who has allergies, babe. So I think that'd be kind of cute for...
Yeah, that'd be cute.
Cute for...
that'd be kind of nice.
For August and Deidre, since she's a pediatric allergist.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And they are 2 books away from fulfilling their need.
Oh, they were 5. Now they're 2.
So, babe, I know you wanna order. I do know you wanna order.
Send me the link again.
It's in the chat room. So, The Itchy Pig Goes Outdoors. So if you have the credits and stuff like that, I think that one is, ooh, they're at 99. Oh man. So close, babe. So close. So close. Can we make it happen? Can you make it happen? Can you be number 1,000? Anyway, so if you want to email us, you can do so at...
Which one did you do?
Oh, I just did the...
Hardcover book?
Yeah, yeah. Unless, do you have enough credits to do the...
Yeah.
Sure, you can do that if you want.
All right, Itchy Pig, done.
How many did you order?
1.
Nice. Very nice. So if you want to reach us by email... You can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. If you would like to see us on Twitter, I'm all messed up today.
You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The Twitter feed is valentinecast.
The Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. You can also call us at 415-758-2278. Video can be seen. Where can it be seen?
YouTube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is TheCowboy, TheCaoboi. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
And I want to say a huge thank you to Pretty Lights Music, Alpha Geek Radio, and Andrew Allen Trio for allowing us to use their services, their music, throughout the show. Go check them out. PrettyLightsMusic.com. Andrew Allen Trio, Google it. You guys will find it. Alpha Geek, thank you so much, Radio, for allowing us to use your services to live stream this. And you can see their Patreon at patreon.com/AlphaGeek. Valen Tavern, you've been amazing.
Woo, Valen Tavern.
Thank you all so much for being here. And I have to say, East Screen, West Screen is back. Mr. Foxlore is doing it up again.
That's awesome.
So go check those guys out. And also check out JK Grandma and his folks over at 10-4. Oh, man. I forgot.
What?
I'm gonna quit. I'm just going to quit.
What are you quitting? What'd you forget?
I don't know. I'm out of it. It's horrible.
Bye, everybody.
Put a fork in me. I'm done.
You're done. Boops.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.